Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we are talking all about exchanges. First of all, we're going to talk about Binance potentially hitting 1 billion in revenue this year. Then we're going to talk about Switzerland, the Swiss stock exchange is planning a cryptocurrency exchange. And then we'll talk about Gemini hiring someone from the New York Stock Exchange. But let's jump right into this first news story. We're talking about Binance. Crypto exchange platform Binance expects to make a net profit of $1 billion in 2018. Now, in his statement here that he gave with to Bloomberg, actually, Zhangpeng Zhao, the CEO of Binance, mentioned that the exchange is anticipating a net profit of $500 million to $1 billion in 2018. Now, that seems and is like a lot of money, and it is even more impressive considering that Binance actually only got started July 2017, as far as I know. They had an ICO for the Binance coin, the BNB token, and since then it has been in the top exchanges in the world when it comes to cryptocurrency exchanges. Now, Binance doesn't offer any fiat exchange currently. Actually, they want to do it in Uganda with Binance Uganda. But still, it says here the average daily turnover of the exchange is roughly around $1.5 billion. And he expressed a lot of satisfaction while mentioning the figures, since Binance now has around 10 million users. So that's crazy numbers for the fact that they are just, and I'm putting this into quotes, just 10 million users. And yeah, it says here actually July 2017, the exchange got started, raised $15 million in its ICO. And yeah, it was crazy. I mean, 11 billion of trading per day ever since the crypto frenzy peaked late last year. So during this crazy run-up, we had around 11 billion of trade volume. And then currently it's around 1.5 billion. So the good thing about exchanges is, as long as there is volatility, the exchanges make money. The more you sell, you buy, the exchanges always get their commission out of it. So an exchange business can be quite a profitable business, especially considering in volatile times. Now, they're expanding into different sectors in the world. So they're going to Malta to kind of establish to more the Europe for the European customers. Maybe we'll even offer Euro exchanges. Then they have in Uganda the plan to launch Binance Uganda, to go directly Ugandan shilling to crypto. And then there's also plans to go to Bermuda and even Digital Jersey, this agreement with Digital Jersey, as we've called it. And it's essentially starting a crypto exchange in New Jersey, potentially aiming for the US customers. So as you can see, Binance is definitely moving out in the world, and they're hungry. You can definitely see this. I mean, this money, you can bet that this is getting reinvested into different business ventures. Now, speaking of investing and creating, we have here Swiss Stock Exchange operator is planning to launch a crypto exchange. So the SIX, the SIX, as we call it here, is the Swiss Stock Exchange. It's actually in Zurich, so from the same city that where we are. And they are actually planning a crypto exchange. So the first market infrastructure in the world, which will offer a fully integrated end-to-end trading while providing a safe environment where digital assets can be issued and existing securities and non-bankable assets can be tokenized. New crypto exchange will be called SIX Digital Exchange, the SDX, and it plans to roll out its services in mid-2019. Now, you might think that this is actually a bit late to the game, considering that Binance is already doing these numbers in volume and these numbers of revenue. But don't forget, Binance is not active in Switzerland, and the SIX has kind of a very potent kind of position in Switzerland because it's the Swiss Stock Exchange. So when SIX is doing something in Switzerland, you can bet that it will be official and it will be big. So already it says here that they are under the FINMA, the Swiss Financial Market Supervisory Authority, as well as the Swiss National Bank, the SNB. So they will definitely be in the regulatory environment. And will provide a safe and secure way of trading cryptocurrencies. Now, it might not be for the end consumer. It might be more for institutional investors. Very possible, because Switzerland has a lot of independent, smaller, like family-owned investment companies that are looking to also diversify into cryptocurrencies. And for them, a Coinbase, a Huobi, a Kraken, or a Binance is actually not attractive enough. So the SDX is definitely planning on kind of serving that type of market. And they are even going further and saying, we're putting together a team of developers and advisors to help clients in creating ICOs and new products. So this is really, really interesting. I mean, they are kind of trying to cover cryptos from A to Z and kind of cover both ICO part and exchange part. Now, the ICO part, I've seen some independent companies go up around and kind of look into this and look into the space and actually support certain ICOs going around. But at the same time, I mean, this is such a competitive and new and fresh space. And I believe even if you have services offering this, at the same time, you will have different services like the SDX that could serve this market. And last but not least, we have some news from the US. Crypto exchange Gemini hires former NYSE tech chief. Now, cryptocurrency exchange Gemini has hired former New York Stock Exchange chief information officer Robert Cornish to serve as its first chief technology officer. Now, this is a big move. Now, Gemini has been running with, I think, four cryptocurrencies for now, and they've just added Zcash recently, and has been founded by Cameron and Tyler Winklevoss. The Winklevoss twins first came into the media attention with the whole Facebook legal battle, if you will. They took the money out of that legal battle and put it into Gemini and into Bitcoin. And it is said that both the Winklevoss are multi Bitcoin millionaires. Because they've invested quite early, but majority of their money is, I think, in the Gemini exchange. And the Gemini exchange is really interesting because it's fairly small if you like just consider the types of cryptocurrencies they offer. But at the same time, they are making very interesting strategic moves, be it going towards a crypto ETF, which is their huge and biggest goal, and also looking into kind of building out the technological side to maybe even offer technology to a New York Stock Exchange or to other exchanges in the world or based in the US. Now, the New York Stock Exchange actually said that they also want to create a crypto exchange, but at the same time, you can bet that Gemini wants to get into that space and at the same time kind of supply the NYSE with their technology. Now, that's quite interesting. So as you can see, I mean, on one side, the exchange business, very profitable, super competitive, very difficult in terms of scaling up, because if the Bitcoin bull run comes back, if the hype comes back, then it's very crazy for a cryptocurrency exchange to actually provide a stable cryptocurrency exchange. So all these companies that I've just mentioned, they are all facing these issues. But at the same time, these are all the companies, or with the exception of the Swiss one, these are companies that are kind of in the position to earn quite big. So in terms of investment thesis, think about, are you believing still that Binance will be number one? Will Binance continue to grow? Then maybe you should invest into Binance token. Maybe the growing of Binance will also help Binance token to gather more demand, and that will in turn increase the price of the Binance token. So with that, guys, we're already at the end of today's episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast, join the Telegram channel, and I will see you on the next one. Take care. Bye-bye.